Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetex. My name is Ikenna Amadi. I'm the convener of the annual teenage leadership conference called Transform. I'm a pastor, I'm a writer, a leadership consultant, and I'm your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi-Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Rivetex.
Greetings to the distinguished people of River State. I welcome you to another episode of Rivetex on Radio, our character building weekend show. Please remember that a goal not clearly written down is a mere wish. The title of this episode is Embracing New Beginnings. The reason why 80% of New Year resolutions are broken by February is because of the lack of quality thinking that preceded the resolution. This year, 2019, calls for a different approach to problem solving and a fresh perspective to old challenges. We should not proceed as we did in yesteryears, rather the experiences of those years should brighten our pathway to success. How can anyone possibly get a different set of results while maintaining their regular thinking pattern and way of life? Your life can't be different if you think the same way you did always. It is a fact that the standard mental pattern of human beings is configured to achieve above average results at best. Then it is not possible to go from average to outstanding just by a mere wishful thinking or resolution without changing the quality of thinking. This year, we invite all those who intend to achieve excellent results to the discipline of transformational thinking. Critical thinking guarantees the clarity of understanding that leads us to ask important questions regarding the subject matter in issue. So how do we launch a powerful momentum for the year 2019 to enable us finish strong and successful? Let us participate in this simple exercise. Write down the following important questions and find time to think through them and act on them. At the end, you would have experienced the taste of critical thinking and its amazing results. A few examples of life-transforming questions are as follows. Am I creating and pursuing focused goals? Am I making logical and informed decisions? Am I taking decisive and immediate action? Am I focused on being productive, not just being busy? Am I practicing clarity of thought and expression and simplifying things? Am I measuring and tracking my progress on all my goals daily, weekly, monthly? Am I maintaining balance in my life? Do I spend time with motivated and inspirational people? Let us listen to our guest speaker as he explores the subject, Embracing New Beginnings. He is Mr. Ikenna Amadi, a pastor, writer, and leadership consultant. Do enjoy the episode. And be sure to put every lesson learned to very good use. Our God-fearing people of River State, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk. It's not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetex on Radio. And I am Ikenna Amadi, your host for today. I'll be speaking on embracing new beginnings. I think it'd be all right to say Happy New Year and welcome to 2019. Today in Rivetex, we'll be looking at embracing new beginnings. New beginnings create an opportunity for us to start life over. A new day, a new week, a new month, a new season, and a new year simply opportunities create for us to have new beginnings. We can't create any of these. You can't create a new day, you can't create a new week, you can't create a new month, you can't create a new year, but you can embrace new beginnings it affords us and make the most of it. There is absolutely nothing we can do about the past year, But there's so much you can do about this year, 2019. So the question is, what can I do to make 2019 a better year? What can I do to ensure that I don't make the same mistakes I made last year? I don't have the same regrets I made last year. How can I make this year a better year? There might be some things or so many things we could do, but I'll just zero in on a few of them that I think and believe will help us make the most of the new beginning 2019 has presented to us. First and foremost is, 2018 is in the past. Let it pass. 2018 is in the past. Let it pass. I read something just recently on someone's Instagram page and said, the first rule of 2019 is to stop talking about 2018. I think the point here is, we are no longer in 2018. You are now in 2019. Nothing you do or say will change 2018. Going back to the past, to also certain things, only happens in our imaginations and in movies, but never in real life. I remember there's this movie by Bruce Willis, Hooper, I think is the name of the movie, where he's able to go into the future, go to the past, and, you know, make changes, do this and do that. But that's only in the movies. Nobody's going to go back to 2018. So we must understand 2018 is in the past. We let it pass. You must stay alert in the present to see the presence it presents to you. I'll take that again. You must stay alert in the present to see the presence it presents to you. You can't go forward looking backwards. Can you imagine someone who's on the traffic and the traffic light shows green and he engages his reverse and he begins to go backwards when he should be going forward? So you can't go backwards. You can't go forward looking backwards. Your eyes must be in front and you move forward. So you can't be thinking of 2019, of going forward in 2019, and still thinking, meditating, still worried about all that happened in 2018. Don't keep going over old and painful history. It doesn't add value to your present. As a matter of fact, I have learned that holding on to a hurtful past is actually a sign that you repeat it. As the saying goes, hurt people and get hurt by people. If your friends disappointed you, forgive them and move on. If the person you intended to marry jilted you and went for your best friend instead, forgive them and move on. If business didn't work out as planned last year, thank God you are alive today to try again this year. Don't allow yourself to be angry with people who don't even know or care about your anger. Anger creates so much negative energy that impedes progress and creates an atmosphere that repels others. Haven't you noticed that you are quick to avoid angry people and quickly smile at people who smile at you? While I was in university, somebody said to me once that the world smiles at those who smile at it. So if you want to be angry, you create negative energy, people avoid you, and this year might be worse than last, but that is not yours. So learn to smile, let 2018 pass, it's in the past. Secondly, I want to say, change your perspective of failure. Change your perspective of failure. We need to see failure as an event, not a person. We've all failed before, but we didn't allow it to define us. Today, most of us can walk on our two legs, but we didn't start walking. When we were kids, when we were just toddlers, we tried to walk, you fell. You tried to walk, you fell. You tried to walk, you fell. You failed at that time, so to speak, but now you succeeded because you kept trying. So we must see failure from a totally different perspective. Failure is an opportunity to start again more intelligently. It's not what happens to you that matters. It is how you respond to it. Irrespective of what happens to you, you can bounce back again. Learn to use your failure as a platform for success, and this can be done by learning from failure. What looks like failure in the beginning is often the foundation of success. The story of Thomas Edison quickly comes to mind. He failed his way to success. As an inventor, Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. When a reporter asked, how did it feel to fail 1,000 times? Edison replied, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. Can you beat that? Now that's the perspective I'm talking about. That you don't see failure as an end, but see failure as a platform to create something new, invent something new. As a matter of fact, a lot of the inventions we see in our world today came as a result of failure, came as a result of somebody didn't do something right, and from that thing, something new was birthed, just like Thomas Edison. So see failure differently. See failure differently. Everybody who has succeeded had failed at one time or the other. Don't personalize failure. You are not a failure. You had failed at a time, but right now you can still succeed. So the first thing I said was 2018 is in the past. Let it pass. Second thing I said is you need to change your perspective of failure. And the third thing I want to say right now is build your capacity. It was Alvin Toffler who said, "The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn." There's that popular saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Now, the truth here is, you are not an old dog. You are not a dog, as a matter of fact. You are a human being whose faculties are working. You are a human being, so you can learn. You can unlearn some things. You can learn new things. You can relearn. You can be better. God will supernaturally add to you what you are sufficiently organized to contain. God will supernaturally add to you what you are sufficiently organized to contain. People pray, I believe in prayer, but a lot of times people are not ready, are not prepared for what they are asking God to do for them. So you need to build your capacity for the dreams you desire. Can you imagine? I have a 3-year-old son and he tells me he wants to drive the car. "Daddy, I want to drive your car. Daddy, I want to drive your car." And I say, "Okay, take the car keys, go and drive the car." Now, the car, instead of being a blessing to him, might just be a curse. The car, instead of being something that adds value to him, might just be something that endangers his life. Why? He doesn't have the capacity to drive the car yet. So this year, build your capacity. Go back and learn. There's something someone sent to me recently. I've just, let me see if I can remember how it's written. I'll just say it to us here today. It said that reading can make you a better conversationalist. Your neighbors will never complain you are reading too loud. Knowledge by osmosis has not yet been perfected, so you'd better read. Books have stopped bullets, meaning reading could save your life. Now, and listen to the last part. Dinosaurs did not read. Look what happened to them. Dinosaurs are extinct today. And from this person's perspective, it was because they are not reading. So reading helps you remain relevant. Reading helps you build capacity. Reading helps you learn. That's the essence of reading. Reading makes you complete. When you read, you travel to places that you don't have money to go to. When you read, you gain experience of people that you might never meet in your entire life. So reading is key. Reading is important. Learn to build capacity. I want to repeat that quote again. It's a quote I got from my senior pastor. He says, "God will supernaturally add to you what you are sufficiently organized to contain." So building your capacity also means that you need to organize yourself. You need to put yourself together. You need to spend time reading. You need to spend time improving. Sometimes our issues is not with the goals we set. Our issues is the fact that we don't have the capacity to achieve those goals. So this year, build your capacity. I'll be back soon.
I catch you. Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for Portman to the waka about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water with crocodile, they make fist. What you define? Palava, you go get up. Half or do not day inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make it sit down in. Oh no, you hear? No talk, sir, no warn you.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivertix on Radio, and I'm Ikenna Amadi, your host for today. I've been speaking on embracing new beginnings, and I've talked, the first thing I said was 2018 is in the past, let it pass. Second thing I said is build your capacity, and the third thing I mentioned is change your perspective of failure. 2018 is in the past, let it pass. And thirdly, I said build your capacity. Now, the fourth thing I want to say on today's edition of Rivertix is this: set goals. And I'll give you four things I think should be contained in the goals you set. One, clarity. Your goals should be very clear. Clarity accelerates progress. When you lack clarity, you won't accelerate as fast as you should. Certain people just set goals, but their goals aren't clear. And when those goals are not clear, you can't accelerate, you can't move further, you can't move fast, because it's not even clear to you. How can you run with something like someone trying to run in the dark? So your goals need to be clear. The former CEO of Thomas Nelson Publishing Company had this to say. He said that 92% of New Year's resolutions aren't fulfilled or achieved. And he attributes this to a lack of clarity in goal setting. So when you set your goals, ensure they are clear. Without clarity is confusion. Without clarity is confusion. When you have clarity about a goal, it accelerates your progress. The clearer your goals, the greater the probability that you will achieve them. Now, the second thing I want to say about goal setting is this: What is your motivation for your goals? What is the why? Now, when there is no why, there's no motivation. When there's no motivation, the goals, you are all charged up in the first month, charged up a bit in the second month. By March, the third month, that goal is done. Why? No motivation, no reason behind it. So always create a reason, always create the why for your goals. Now, the third thing I want to say about goals is create activation. Now, get this. You can't finish without starting. To finish, you need to start. People talk about ending the year on a high, which is very good, but you need to start first. You need to do something first. You mustn't know everything to start. Start with what you know. Like the teachers in maths, that we start from the known to the unknown. So start with what you know and move ahead from that. Then fourthly, make your goals visible to you daily. You can't pursue what you don't see regularly. So ensure you keep your goals, put them in your room, put them in the bathroom, put them in your mirror, keep them somewhere you see them, put them in your car, put them on your office desk, somewhere you see on a daily basis. Now, once you see your goals daily, it motivates you to pursue it, it motivates you to achieve it. Then finally, I just got this, it just came to mind, have an accountability partner, somebody who can hold you to account. When you say, I want to do this, you've told the person, hey, a boss says, I want to get this done. And the person is able to ask you a few days later, have you done it? That thing you said you wanted to do, have you started? Where are you on it? How are you going about it? Always have an accountability partner. And I trust that your goals will fulfill this year. Now, the fifth thing I want to say today on RiverTex is live on purpose. Everybody is unique. You are unique. You're not an accident. You can make a difference. You can, and you are a person of value. Every person is identified by his purpose. A man without purpose has no identity. Discover your purpose and pursue it. Purpose could be seen as a reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. We are all created to fill a gap. Purpose is the reason for all our talents, intelligence, and skills. Now, a few points about purpose. Purpose benefits, adds value to society. It creates relevance. It gives significance. It gives a satisfaction that is more than money. Purpose yields interest. This interest could come as financial rewards for value created, as well as respect from people. Purpose involves work. Every man's respect is tied to his work. People don't hold you with honor and respect if you're not responsible for something. If you're not creating value, adding value, people don't seem to respect or hold in high esteem or honor you. Purpose transforms the man who pursues it. When you pursue purpose, you see how you change. Personally, I've seen change in my own life as I began pursuing purpose. You see somebody who was weak become strong. You see somebody who was supposedly called unintelligent become so intelligent. Why? The person found purpose. Secondly, your talents. I said purpose adds value to society, creates relevance, gives significance, and gives satisfaction more than money can. Secondly, your talents, your gift sets, your abilities, we are given to you intentionally. They are, I'll call them, your equipments for achieving purpose. They are in their raw form, so you must find a way to refine your gifts, refine your talents. Can you imagine how somebody just comes to sing? They pay their fare. I don't know how they do it, but I trust, of course, Greg Franklin and the others are not resident here in Nigeria, so they pay their fare to Nigeria. I don't think Paul Adeferasin just tells them to go and the grace of God be with you. I believe he puts something in their hands, and I know it's usually something very weighty. So just singing. But what other person not invited? All those who say, why is everyone not invited? It's only because they have refined their gifts. They've refined their abilities. So this year, as you live on purpose, refine your gifts, refine your abilities, refine your talents, so they are able to add value to people. Your purpose is your lifelong contribution to the world. When purpose isn't known, contribution becomes difficult, if not possible. Every man is identified by his purpose. A man without purpose has no identity. Discover your purpose and pursue it. Fourthly, your purpose brings restrictions. You don't get involved in everything. Your life is guarded and guided by purpose. Your life is guarded. Purpose guides you, so you know where you're going. You have a sense of direction. Also, an understanding of purpose makes you value time. An understanding of purpose makes you value time. Helps you make the most of your time. We all have 24 hours. You know, at least that's something everybody has equally. But how you invest in it determines your returns. How you invest in time. And that's what purpose does for you. It helps you value your time. It also helps you understand that I don't have time for everything, and it helps you invest your time for what gives you the greatest reward. Now, also, purpose opens your eyes to opportunities. When a person begins to live on purpose, his eyes are open, or her eyes are open to see opportunities. Now, you see, people who live on purpose see opportunities where others see problems. Problems are problems, but on living on purpose helps you translate those problems into ideas, helps you convert problems into opportunities. Now, how do I know purpose? You know, someone might be asking, how do I know my purpose is? As I'm saying, we should live on purpose, you see. Now, I want to also look at purpose from two perspectives. One, purpose could be something you find in society that causes you pain and provokes a righteous action from you. Something you see in society, it causes you pain. Maybe you go along the streets and you see how dirty the streets are, or you see how teenagers, small kids are begging on the roadside. It causes you pain and you are thinking of, how can I help these kids? How can I take them off the streets? Now, your purpose could be there. That could be your purpose. You say, well, how can I make the streets of Port Harcourt look more beautiful than they already are? Your purpose could just be there. So, as I said, your purpose could be tied to, one, something that causes you pain, that provokes you, or two, something you find in society that gives you satisfaction, something you see and you like. You just see how people just look beautiful when they are made up, how people look cute when they have a good haircut, how people look dapper in their clothes. That could be for you, could be, oh, I want to help people look fine. I want to go into the beauty industry, as they call it. So your purpose could be tied to two things. One, something that causes you pain, that provokes a righteous action in you, and you wanting to create solutions, wanting to add value to people. And secondly, something that you like doing that would add value to people and create a better society. I'll be back in a short while.
Don't sit, there are things to be done. With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your
Welcome back to Rivetex. Okay, I was talking on purpose before we went on a short break. We were talking about embracing new beginnings. So I said 2018 is past, let it pass. I talked about changing our perspective of failure, that we'll use the story of Thomas Edison, and we said he didn't see his failing in what he did 1,000 times as failure, but rather he saw it as 1,000 ways not to do what he did. Then we also talked about building your capacity, and we emphasized reading, the importance of reading, Then we also talked about creating goals, setting goals. We said goals are important. Talked about setting goals, goals that are clear, goals that have motivation in your goals, that are visible. As you see your goals continually, it motivates you to pursue them. So right now, as I come gradually to the close of this edition of Riff Ethics, I want to say value relationships. Somebody said, and I agree with the person, that who you will become 5 years from now is dependent on the books you read and the friends you keep. And I put it this way, your friendships become your destiny. Your life is likely to move in the direction of the friends you keep. There's that other adage that birds of the same feather flock together. So, and there's that other one that say, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. If you want to be a progressive person this year, you want to achieve goals this year, you want to advance in your career, in your profession, in life this year, then you must look for people that have similar mindsets and partner with them and work with them. Three key things I want to say about relationships. One, have a mentor. Have somebody you call a mentor. They help you learn. They create opportunities for you to learn. And somebody said that it's good to have a father. He was speaking about mentors, that fathers help you see further. So have a mentor. They have experience, they have knowledge, they can pass it across to you. Secondly, have colleagues, have peers, contemporaries, people you can share things with, people that can challenge you. When they tell you, oh, I'm doing this, you are righteously challenged. You are challenged within you. Oh, my friend is doing this, my friend is doing that. You are challenged and you move on. Thirdly, have proteges, people you invest in. what you know might be little to you, but it is all some other people want to know. So have mentors, have contemporaries, people, colleagues, people you learn from, and have proteges, people you invest in. Value relationships. I remember some years back, after I finished youth service, I was looking for a job, and I tried in so many places, you know, tried here. But one day in the house, a friend called me, and long and short of the story is, I got the job from that friend. And even the job I currently have is a friend who just called and said, "Oh, Ike, please come. There's a space here. We'd like you to join us." That's how I got the job. So value relationships. Value relationship. Everybody has a place. There are those who right now, it looks as though they have problems, but don't see them as such. Value relationships. Value your friends. Value your family. Thank you so much for this time on RiverTix. God bless you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of RiverTix. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the RiverTix family on Facebook or Twitter via at RiverTix, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reeveattix@gmail.com. The RiverTix radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.